Family farms qualify for a special bankruptcy code that allows them to restructure their debt and get back to producing food for American consumers. But as Harvest Public Media's Esther Honig reports, farmers today are operating with a lot of debt, so much so that they may no longer qualify for the program.
This lobby at an animal sanctuary in northern Colorado is filled with wood shavings, wire cages, and about a dozen chickens. Chrissy DiNardo works here and describes what she saw in January when volunteers rescued 610 birds from a farm owned by a local meat company.
So some of the birds we brought in, they have wounds on their bodies and they were literally being eaten alive.
The chicken farm had gone bankrupt. Owner Chad Anderson told Harvest Public Media that within a day, the government froze the company's assets, even though they had 70,000 chickens and just 3 days worth of feed.
They started reaching out to wildlife centers and zoos to feed the chickens to their carnivores because they didn't even have the means to send the chickens to slaughterhouses.
Fortunately, financially troubled farms can often find help because there's a bankruptcy code specifically for them. Chapter 12. It was created during the 1980s farming crisis and helps family farms restructure debt and stay in business. But there's a catch, one that partly tripped up the chicken farm. An operation can't have more than about $4 million of debt. In downtown Denver, lawyer Guy Humphreys specializes in Chapter 12. He can even see the federal court from his office on the 14th floor.
No, it's a short walk and it's easier for clients and that sort of thing.
Chapter 12 is friendlier than other bankruptcies. Payments are adjusted to meet a farmer's cash flow, and certain types of debt can even be forgiven. But the key really is meeting that $4 million cap. And that can be hard to do at a time when farmers have near record debt. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it's about $410 billion. And while most family farms still qualify for Chapter 12, the share of those who have too much debt has slowly grown over the last decade.
And I've had several farm cases in the past 2 years that where their debts were too high.
Most of that debt is due to high cost of land and machinery. A new combine, for instance, will set a farmer back about $400,000. John Newton is an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation and says Chapter 12 needs an update.
You know, raising the debt limit really needs to reflect how modern agriculture is, how it's changed so much in the last 20 to 30 years.
To solve the problem, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa wants to increase the debt limit from $4 million to $10 million. Of course, many Americans may ask, why should big family farms be treated any differently than big business? For starters, says Newton, 98% of U.S. farms are run by families, not corporations. Plus,
agriculture is the only sector of the U.S. economy where Mother Nature is your business partner.
There's a lot of uncertainty in American agriculture due to falling commodity prices and trade disputes with countries like China. But if the ag industry were to tank, raising the debt limit on Chapter 12 could keep more family farms from going under. Over half the chickens on the bankrupt farm were slaughtered and sold. The remaining 30,000 had to be donated or rescued, according to the company. Peter McCoskey volunteered with the animal sanctuary to help find new homes for some of them.
When we're talking about animal agriculture, bankruptcy presents this really unique problem because we're not talking about cases of strawberries or cucumbers.
And it's farmers who own chickens or run dairies who are especially vulnerable to bankruptcy because thin profit margins force them to take on more debt. Esther Honig, Harvest Public Media.